It's the kind of thing that generates billions of memos and emails, a federal government decision about behavior in the workplace, and suddenly the employee manual may need a rewrite. Is connecting with your coworkers on Facebook as benign as chatting around the water cooler? Well, the National Labor Relations Board seems to think so.
So the Labor Board is saying, just as you had the right to talk together, to band together while standing at the water cooler or in the break room or in the cafeteria, you have that same right when you're communicating on social media.
That's Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Yesterday, he explained why the NLRB has ruled for employees in several cases where criticism about a company or a workplace online in social media, visible by all, was deemed not grounds for dismissal. So what do employers think about all this? Joining us is Stephen Kane, owner of Kane Partners, a human resources consulting firm. Stephen, welcome to the show.
It's nice to be with you, John.
So in the human resources offices of planet Earth, when the federal government does something like this, does it cause all kinds of rewriting of memos and rethinking of employee manuals and a second look at, you know, the kinds of policies that companies develop?
Well, it certainly requires employers to take a look at what they have put out with regard to rules on this, because it's very possible that what they may have heretofore decided is their policy is a bit overbroad now as interpreted by the National Labor Relations Board.
I mean, the board seems to think that if you're talking about the workplace, if you're complaining about your boss, it doesn't constitute harassment and it doesn't constitute anything other than what employees might say in the lunchroom, even if it's online where anyone else can see. Is that your understanding?
Well, that's the basic understanding, but essentially, this is a very old rule by the NLRB, some 75 years old, now rewritten for new technology. So it's the same protection, but it's a brand new technological medium here.
What do you think employers, what do you think their reaction to this might be? And I don't want you to give away any of your clients, but do you spend a lot of time with clients trying to help them push the envelope for, you know, sanctioning employees for saying bad things on their Facebook pages, and you sort of advise them, well, you can go here, but you can't go here? Are employers really trying to make this a fireable offense?
For years, employers have said there's certain things that you can't do, and employers are trying to balance the interest that they have to serve between shareholders and customers and employees and the public. And sometimes it's a pretty tough balancing act. So.
Well, of course, everyone's trying to balance everything. But if you read it, management manuals and things like Six Sigma and stuff, they talk about get rid of the complainers. Find those bad apples, those people that stir up everybody's, you know, bad feelings about the company. And Facebook postings are a way to get rid of them. So it seems to me that employees would really want to nail these people online and that they would try to come up with policies that do that.
Well, first of all, employers are always trying to make sure that they're within the law. Start with that. But what's protected is banding together. An individual gripe about something is not necessarily protected.
Yes, but do you ever get into a situation where an employer really wants to take a hard line and wants a policy that, in blanket terms, tolerates no criticism?
Oh, absolutely. But it's a question of what they're complaining about. If they're defaming another employee, I mean, defamation in terms of untrue statements, if they're negative comments about customers or products or service quality, those are all within the right of the employer to limit.
And the NLRB has ruled that that is indeed the case. Finally, you know, I was surprised by this article in the New York Times yesterday because my sense was that there's already been a real chilling effect, that employees already feel as though if they post anything in a fit of, pique about something that happened in the workplace, that they could get nailed and there's almost no protection. So this was a little surprise to me. Do you think there's been a chilling effect?
I think that employees have felt, certainly in recent economic times, that their job security is diminished from what it was a few years ago when the labor market was robust. There's no question about that.
So do you think the NLRB has helped out here, or has clarified things here or has made things more difficult?
I think that they have clarified, and I think that they have once again reminded employers that while they may have legitimate concerns about certain kinds of employee conduct, it cannot be overbroad, and it must be limited to things that employees have a right to say in concerted protected activity.
All right, Stephen Kane, owner of Kane Partners, a human resources consulting firm, commenting on the NLRB's apparent ruling that employees can post complaints about workplace conditions online, and that is not grounds for firing. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.